Put down your cigarettes and lose that bad odor and ash. Vapor Mania will customize a new e-cig system today for 9.6% off. Vapor-mania.com or Vapor Mania at 2465 North Main, Sunset, Utah.
Hey, it's me, Richie T, and we continue with folks you should look for at Warped Tour, and I'm joined on the phone right now by MC Lars. How you doing?
What's up, Richie? Good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you as well. Where are you calling from right now?
I am in Venice Beach, California.
Oh, I'm jealous. I can say that. I can say that right now with no, and I don't even know what the weather's like or anything, but I can say, yeah, I wish I were there.
It's been rainy in LA, which is very rare.
Yeah, when I think LA, I don't think rain. That's not the thing that comes to mind. I think beautiful women there on the beach. I think of palm trees. I think of this one time, I can't even remember what it was. Maybe it was Venice Beach. Maybe you can help me out. I had this ice cream sandwich where they made like the hot waffle and then put ice cream right there in the middle of it, right in front of me. Is that Venice Beach?
Yeah, Venice Beach. It's interesting because there's a lot of creative food, creative like things like that. So that sounds about right.
Yeah. What else is there? Like when you're thinking of creative food, what are you thinking of?
I like Venice Beach because I like the art scene and I like the restaurants like on the water and all like the live musicians. Like there's this dude who rides around on rollerblades with a guitar and a amp on his back, and it's just like all the kind of the artistic freaks are hanging out by the beach. It's a cool, it's inspirational place. I've been here about a year.
Where are you from?
I grew up in Oakland, so I'm a Bay Area guy. I spent some time in, after college, I went out, was in Brooklyn, and then I came back to California, moved down here, and I like it in L.A. because it's cool. I'm working on a puppet show, a hip-hop puppet show for kids, and, like, all the production people and everything down here, it's a great place to be if you want to experiment with different media, you know what I mean?
Yeah, a hip-hop puppet show for kids.
Yep.
Oh, okay. All right, kids, this is why you don't do drugs, like that kind of thing, or just for young kids?
Yeah, well, we've been working on the pitch, and basically, to summarize it, the story is there's these four robots that were created when an asteroid from space hit my garage, and I was making beats, and it hit, like, the turntables, everything, and they became these anthropomorphic robots, and I go through time with them, travel through time to learn about history and literature. And we have Weird Al Yankovic is going to be in the first episode as Marcel Duchamp, the French Dadaist artist. And so it's kind of about using hip-hop as a way to teach kids, about history and about, like, good morals and just basically there's no show like it, so we thought we'd make one, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. And is that going to be on, like, a network we're going to be able to see or YouTube, or how will people be able to get that?
That's the plan. Yeah, we're pitching and meeting with networks, and so the hope is, that we'll have something in the works this year. I know TV works a little slower than the music business, but the plan is, like, knock on wood, it will be on TV, and if not TV, then maybe something like Netflix or, obviously YouTube. We're just pushing it, and it's been a great learning experience.
You know, it's interesting you bring up Weird Al. As I was reading your bio, it talks about kind of your life and, the different things that you've experienced where you were, being raised up there in California and then having to move and, kind of finding solace and peace in Weird Al tapes. And it was the same for me, only not just Weird Al. I really attached myself to a lot of, like, Dr. Demento. The Dr. Demento show was on the radio here in Salt Lake. And in about fifth or sixth grade, I remember doing, as you describe it in your bio, listening with, my best friend and just laughing at these old, Weird Al songs, not even understanding most of the jokes, but being like, oh, that's funny, or that, I could tell what was supposed to be funny or when it was funny. And just kind of enjoying that, and then now to come full circle to have him be involved in a project with you.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting how life, that's really cool, like, that you were drawn to that at a similar age, and it's interesting how, like, life gives us different opportunities, and, like, when you're passionate about something, it's interesting how, like, that childlike fascination and love can really give you a lifetime of inspiration. Like, what I love so much about Dr. Demento and Weird Al is that they're funny dudes, but they're also, like, good-hearted. It's not like a mean-spirited comedy, and it's like, I think kids for me, when I'm writing music, like, you can push the envelope. You can kind of be like Mad Magazine or Weird Al or The Simpsons, but to keep it family-friendly really goes a long way. Like, that's what's so fun about Warped Tour this summer is, you know, it's the kind of set where kids don't leave their parents. Like, they'll come, like, they can both appreciate what I'm doing for different reasons. And, like, Al and Dr. Demento were big inspirations for that. It's still edgy, but it's not, like, offensive. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So, have you ever done the Warped Tour before, or is this your first time?
I did it 2011, and then last year I did some of the California dates. So, but this is my first time. So, the first year I did it with this guy, Weird Science, who's he plays drums for Coheed and Cambria, and he also raps. And I put out his record, and we had like a group. And this year it's just my drummer and me. So it's first time doing it solo.
So what kind of stuff, if, you know, this whole thing is teasing people about the Warped Tour and folks to look for. So what am I expecting? Am I going to see a puppet maybe? Will I see a puppet on stage?
We're going to have Pickles, who's our main puppet, the robot. We're going to have him out with us. And I'm going to be doing, like, you know, what I say on stage is I don't do hip hop, I don't do rap, I do lit hop. So I'm going to be doing, like, my Shakespeare raps, my Edgar Allan Poe raps. It's definitely, like, going to be a very different kind of set. Like, it's kind of for they call my music nerdcore, so it's kind of, like, for the indie kids, the hipster kids, like, the nerds who want to, you know, hear raps about Star Wars and 19th century literature. And then, of course, like, there's some parody stuff. Like, I love to flow on new beats, like, you know, like, the new trap beats. And so it's a kind of interesting amalgam of, like, punk, hip-hop, and electronic. And I'm on the Spotify stage, which is cool because there's, like, my friend Mac Lethal, who's another MC, and Big Chocolate, who's a great electronic producer. Like, the stage is very eclectic, and so it's going to be super fun, man, like a different kind of vibe. And that's what's fun about Warped is that it's so, you know, it's so diverse. Like, you could go 10 feet and hear a hardcore thrash band, and you go another 10 feet, you hear Real Big Fish, and then you'll hear, like, you know, the hip-hop. So it's cool, man. I'm really excited for it.
Can you free flow a little bit of what you're talking about for people to hear it?
All right. X96, we're dropping fat hits in Salt Lake City. It's never a pity. I'm rocking this ditty, yeah. We got robots from outer space coming to rock your face with Edgar Allan Poe. I came to rock that flow on the show, on the tour. We got 40 dates. It's great. Wait, I just can't wait, and I won't hesitate. I got a puppet on stage. Never seen that before. Every time I rock the mic, they don't close the door because it's outside with the sunshine shining down. Salt Lake City, it's one of my favorite towns. So profound. MC Lars, hanging out with Man Richie T on the telephone, 1 hour away. Golly gee.
Have you been to Salt Lake before?
Yeah, man. I love Salt Lake City. I always play Kilby Court. You know that little venue?
Oh, yeah.
That's one of my favorite spots in America because it's so punk rock and intimate, and I love the fire pit. And, man, I probably played there. I've been doing this crazily 10 years. So I played there, I think, 4 or 5 times. So much love to Salt Lake City because the kids there are so nice. You know, it's just a great place.
Cool. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you, and I know that you're a busy man with not only all your music, but with trying to get the show taken off, so I won't take any more time for you. But MC Lars on the Spotify stage at the Warped Tour, June 29th at the Utah State Fairgrounds. Tickets available at smithticks.com.